This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Barbecue in the United States comes in all shapes and sizes. Multiple variations of sauces, cuts of meats, and rubs all provide a distinction between certain regional styles of the dish. Or perhaps not, because barbecue homogenization appears to be a thing right now, blurring the line between what makes one state's barbecue unique from another's. And this could be quite an issue here in Texas. Where there's smoke, there's Daniel Vaughn, Texas Monthly barbecue editor. Daniel, what exactly is barbecue uniformity, as you describe it, and what was barbecue like before this trend?
Barbecue uniformity, that's when you're talking about finding smoked brisket on menus in the Carolinas and finding whole hog on the menus here in Texas. It's really seeing the specialties of specific regions being spread far and wide.
Well, you know, well, can't we all just join hands and enjoy each other's food, Daniel? I mean, what's the problem there?
You know, there is something to say about the regionalism of each one of these barbecue styles. It's part of what makes them special. But, you know, then on the other hand, it's kind of hard to ask pitmasters and barbecue joint owners to just ignore the fact that they can now order any and every protein from their food supplier. You know, no longer is Carolina the only place that you're going to get all these hogs, or Texas the only place you're going to get all this beef. You can really get pretty much any of it anywhere nowadays.
Well, you can get the raw stuff, right? I mean, but you still
have to
prepare it. You still have to cook this stuff. You got to barbecue it. Couldn't you make the case that Texas brisket will just not taste as good in Carolina, and Carolina pig will not taste as good in Texas?
There's also some significant difference in the way that barbecue is cooked in different regions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the Carolinas, I've eaten brisket in the Carolinas. And so if you go there, it's mainly hot coals and cooking directly over those hot coals.
Sure.
That's not how a lot of the smoked brisket that you eat in Texas is done.
Why do you think this homogenization trend got started in the first place? Is there something driving it?
Well, I think it's really just a lot about the way that barbecue knowledge is shared these days. You know, on the internet, through different professional barbecue classes, it's not that hard to learn, I guess, via satellite, how to cook a brisket, whether you're in Seattle or
mm-hmm.
Miami.
Sure. But, you know, what I find really wholesome about what you're describing is that this is coming from the purveyors down, as opposed to, say, the consumers demanding it, and then the pit masters saying, "Oh, I guess I learn how to do this." How much of it is being driven by consumers, since we have become so much of a more mobile society over the last couple of decades?
Look at a place like New York City. For a long time, there have been barbecue joints there that have been serving a pan-regional menu. You get your Memphis ribs, you get your Carolina pulled pork, and your Texas brisket. But really, New York itself didn't start to get any sort of barbecue attention until you had places that were much more specific about the way they were cooking. It was really when those places started to more focus in on an identity that they really started to get popular. And mm-hmm. I think that's also because that's when the quality started to increase.
What's the verdict on homogenization? You thumbs up or thumbs down on it?
The more good barbecue there is out there for everybody, the better. If I go to North Carolina or Memphis or Arkansas, I'm just simply not ordering brisket. I live in Texas. I can get the best of it here.
Mm-hmm.
But if those customers who have been eating whole hog, you know, every week of their life, and they want something a little different, I mean, who am I to say they can't?
He is the expert at barbecue. That's who he is. He's Texas Monthly barbecue editor Daniel Vaughn. Daniel, thanks so much.
Thank you.